Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I'll follow though I'm worn. May this journey bring a blessing.
Hello, Apostle Pri, you live. Apostle.
Amen. God bless you all tonight. Welcome to Eagles of Flight call tonight. I'm Apostle Marcus Dupree. Amen. We thank God for prophesying Dupree as we get ready to go forward into the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We give you praise, give you honor and glory. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you, Lord God, as you bring us to this point, this opportunity right now, Lord God, to bring forth the word. And we thank you, Lord God, for your demonstration, your love, your kindness, your peace in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for revealed knowledge and truth in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, as we yield ourselves to you. We thank you for you speaking to our hearts tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for divine revelation. Lord God, even the hope that comes from your word. As we break the bread of life, Lord God, thank you for the springing forth of new life. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, show, demonstrate your love and your kindness, which is better than life. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your word. Lord God, thank you for the work that you're going to do within us, Lord God, even as we hear, receive. Lord God, allow your word to take root in our hearts tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for the working out of those things that need to be worked out and working on those things that need to be working on, crushing those things that need to be crushed, and, Lord God, building up those things that need to be built and replenished in Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your divine construction as we speak now. Lord God, as we allow you, Lord God, to free course, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, the construction that you're doing, and you're making and you're breaking, and even showing us in the way you have us to go. So, Lord, thank you, Lord God, thank you for your demonstration of your kindness today, Lord. Thank you for being with us, Lord God, as we come together one accord to receive what thus saith the Lord in this time, this hour. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Jesus, increase that we decrease now. Jesus, increase that we decrease now. Jesus, increase that we decrease now in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Welcome to Eagles of Flight Hour. Once again, I'm Apostle Marcus Free. We also have we thank God for Prophet Lynn Dupree and each and every one who's here tonight. We just want to welcome you to this time of breaking of the bread. And we thank you for just taking time out tonight and just come together on one accord. And as we begin to go into the Word of God, we thank God for even for His Word as it begins to well up in us and allow us to, as He allows us to come together to explore and read and give us a greater manifestation, revelation, impartation. So glory to God. We want to go forth tonight, and we want to ask you to go with us to. We're going to start at let's see which one should I go to. Let's go to Luke. Let's go to Luke. Luke chapter 8. Verse 43. And it reads, a woman having an issue of blood for 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him, touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And Jesus said, someone had touched me, for I perceive that virtue is going out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him, and declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith has made thee whole. While he yet spake, there cometh one of the rulers from the synagogue, and thou saying, thy daughter is dead. Trouble not thy master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered and said to him, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. Amen. Tonight, I want to talk to you about emotional healing. Amen. Amen. Emotional healing is very important. I'm going to give a few definitions right quick, and as we get ready to get into the Word. Emotional healing. When we talk about being emotional, it's talking about relating to emotions, likely to show or express emotion, easily upset or excited, showing emotion. I'm going to look at now very quickly, I'm look at emotions. And emotions talks about a strong feeling, such as love, anger, joy, hate, or fear. Absolute disturbance or excitement, an effective aspect of consciousness, feeling, a state of feeling. And so now when we talk about that, this puts us in the idea, of course, we know, let me go to the last part here. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Okay, and here he is. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we understand this here shows that we are a tripartite being. We are a spirit, we possess a soul, we live in a body. Now, the emotional part of us, or the emotions, we will always find that in the soulish realm. And the soulish realm is consists of the mind, will, and your emotions. When we come to that part of, this is the part that, of course, has to be renewed by the Word of God, and we have to retrain from doing what we would have used to do on its own, and, things that used to get us all upset back in the days when we used to be a part of the Jones family, and, you know, maybe very emotional men, to where they're hotheads, you know, and this and that. But because of Christ, now we have an opportunity to break that old soul tie or the generational curse in this matter, and become someone who Christ knew who Christ has made under through his blood. You know, we can become brand new in his ways versus the ways of the old, the way we used to do things. Anyone decide, if anyone needs prayer, anyone needs prayer or questions or comment, you're welcome to call on the number 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get to the speaker, to begin to speak. So as we see with the emotions is the, you know, is where we have our, the five senses in operation, you know, touch, taste, smell, sight, and hearing, everything. So we have those senses in motion there in the emotions. So as far as the soul realm, excuse me. So when we, as we're looking at this here, we see that this is a part of us that we have to be conscious to where we are when it comes to our soulish realm, our soul. Because our soul can be in a, even though we're born again, but our soul can be in a not so good place to where we need some work. And because different things have happened in our lives, you know, different events, different challenges we've had, we can be a bit more emotional than the norm, or probably more emotional than we have to be. The Bible talks about being sober, and we're going to look at that in a few minutes, but when you're being sober, that means you're in a different place. You are sober. You are someone who's makes you. You are stable. You're not over or under pertaining to emotions or other expressions. You have a level head. It says not drunk, having or showing very serious attitude of quality. Plain in color, just simple, you know, you're not excessive. When a person is drunk, they're excessively, you know, they can be excessively emotional. Or when a person is depressed, they could be very low in emotions and be less responsive. So when a person is sober, they have they're in a good neutral place to where they have a balance. So when it comes to, you see, it also means not addicted or to intoxicated drink, not drunk, or you're serious, but you have a level headed, you're not overly on one side or the other. So when we look at these emotional healing comes in, for those who may have gone through some different challenges in life to where they find themselves in a place to where their emotions normally could have been in one place, stable. But through some kind of trauma, challenge, or certain things have happened, or certain events, now they become a bit more touchy. They can be very sensitive. For cases to where someone could have been abused. Because of that abuse, before that time, they could have been very sober in their emotions. But because of that time, after that time, it can cause them to go in a defensive place to where they either go into depression or they can be excessively, you know, emotional when certain things happen. Certain things may happen. It may cause what we call it, cause to happen, call a trigger. Of someone begin to yell at you, and you know, okay, some of you, your abuse could have been verbal abuse, and maybe even some physical when you were younger. So now here it is, you in the restaurant, you working with, you know, on your job, and all of a sudden the boss gets upset and he begins to come at you yelling, and all of a sudden now you find yourself going back. You're taking back emotionally to that arrested development, to that place where you've had experiences before, and now you find yourself getting emotional or begin to shut down, whatever it does to you, because it does something different with some people. Some people snap, they lose it. Some people shut down and they go into like a sedated place to where they go numb. Some people just black out. You know, so certain things may happen to certain people in a certain place, whatever it happens, it causes a change in your emotional stability. So this is why it's very important to learn ourselves well. I remember there was a situation that I went through when I was younger. One thing that happened with my parents, and they had an argument one night, and everything. Things got kind of rough, but no one got, you know, physically hurt or anything. But it got, you know, some events happened. So because that thing happened to me, you know, it was one thing. I thought, it didn't have an effect. Well, later on, some years later, another event happened to where they began to go at each other, and this time it got a little more crazy, a little more physical. But at the same time, I found myself going back to that night and found myself kind of paralyzed because one of them was asking me to do something. I'm just looking like a little 12, like a little 5 or 6 year old kid, looking at parents. I'm kind of like shocked in between, and I don't know what to do because I'm in a little shock at the same time because it took me back to being that little boy again. And so I found myself in a place not realizing that I still had a place that needed to be dealt with in the seat of my emotions pertaining to that verbal abuse, or not necessarily verbal abuse, but when it comes to fighting or the different chaotic moment that was going on with my parents, this still wasn't kind of resolved within me about what happened years ago. So I was carrying something that I didn't realize I was carrying, but it took a trigger moment to happen to set me off and take me back into it. So that lets me know that, you know what, I need to deal with that area. He didn't have it dealt with. I need to talk to somebody about it. And so because of that, I'm reminded of the woman with the issue of blood, that as she began to, you know, say within herself, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I can be made whole. She knew within herself that she had an issue. She knew she didn't. Normally, people would call a person in her situation very unclean, and they wanted to be separated while they're going through the time. Well, she had a consistent problem. And so here it is. She found herself in the place, but she heard about Jesus. Obviously, she heard some things about him, and more than just a norm. Not that he can preach a good message or just he can lay hands on the sick and recover, but there's some power within him that she said to herself that if I only just touch the hem of his garment, not even touch him on his forehead, not him, just lay his hand on me, you know, just for the fact that if she can make contact with his very robe, that within itself that she pulled access, or she had access to the power that was within him. She knew something that she didn't even know within her natural mind. Her spirit knew where her healing would come from. And sometimes we find ourselves in a position, the Holy Spirit would lead us to certain people or lead us in a certain situation. And we may look at it and it may seem kind of crazy. We may look at it and think, I don't know why I'm here, why I'm going through this. And it turns out to be the very thing that you need, because out of this situation is going to bring forth your healing and your deliverance. And see, and this is what she found herself doing, because at that point in time, she didn't realize. She was just at the tournament. Like my wife liked to bring up a lot of times. She probably eating dust, getting kicked off. So you think, well, she had to press her way through a crowd of people to get to Jesus. She knew he was right there, and she knew if I can reach him, I can be made whole. You know, and sometimes it takes us going through to get knocked down, kicked on, dust, you know, eating time in our life. Matter of fact, you know, sometimes that's where that life of a seed kicks in, to where we have to find ourselves being broken, going under the, you know, being knocked under the ground a little bit. I mean, some things is going to happen that's going to cause you to put you in that place to be vulnerable. And at the same time, being vulnerable, but yet you have to be determined to press through that place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because everything's not going to come easy, but everything's going to be necessary. See, it's not going to be easy always to go through that place, but it's going to be necessary for you to get to where God wants you to be. It's going to be necessary for you to go through in order for you to get to. Glory to God. So, amen. And so as she began to press her way through, in spite of the kicking on her, stepping on her hand, and probably got kicked upside the head a few times, all those different things that happened, but she was yet determined to touch the hem of his garment. Now, she wasn't waiting to try to say, hey, Jesus, lay your hands on me. No, she just needed to make contact with him. And she knew, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I can be made whole. sometimes tonight, if some of us are right here in a position right now, there's some things that you've gone through, some things you're into, any things that you're going, that's going on right now in your life. You're wondering, Lord, how long do I deal with this situation? When will my change come? Matter of fact, why even have to be going through this? You could have picked someone else. Matter of fact, maybe my sister or brother could have been better going through this here than me. Why is it happening to me? See, sometimes it may not look like it fits you. It fits you, but matter of fact, put your shoes in and see, put your foot in your shoes and see how well it fits. Sometimes we don't, it may not look like what we want to go through. It may not look like or seem like what we want to feel, but it may be the very thing that get us to where God wants to be. You know, these situations that happen in our life, God knows exactly what it takes to get us to where he wants to get us. If anyone need to call in at this time and have any questions or comments or prayer requests, the number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box. Amen. So as we see her, as she goes forth, as she goes to touch the hem of his garment, and all of a sudden, when she makes this contact, something happens. Something changes. Amen. So as we see here in Luke, once again, Luke chapter 8, and she sees, glory to God, as she begins to touch, and if she touches garment, then she was made whole. A virtue left Jesus and caused her to be healed. See, the thing is, but if she wanted to touch Jesus any other way or find another, a different kind of way to go to him, she may not have had the same results. But because she went the way that was uncommon, she did the thing that was probably almost unthinkable for some people. Some people wouldn't even probably want to think about even going through the same situation like this. And Jesus asked the question, who touched me? He knew someone touched him. See, you remember, she had this issue for 12 years. It wasn't something that she had just overnight, a few days. 12 years. And she spent all she had, every physician, all the doctors, trying to get healed. Sometimes some of us have to go through all these different situations trying to do it this way, that way. We're trying to find every which way to do it except to go to God. Because, see, when we really get tired of going through, we'll throw our hands up and say, Lord, have your way. Do what you got to do. How long will you continue to fight and wrestle with the thing that's supposed to bring you the blessing, that thing that God has set apart for you to bless you? How long will you wrestle it because it doesn't look like what you want to go through? It doesn't look like or sound like the situation that you want to be in. Sometimes God may have us in those times that just allow us to be humbled. You know, he would, matter of fact, hold that verse right there. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 8. It reminds me there. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers. Now, God knew what he wanted to do. He knew he wanted to bless the people. He knew where their blessing was going to be. He made the promise that I'm going to bless you. I'm going to do some great things. And see, many of us have gotten prophetic word. God's going to bless you. You're going to have this here and that thing. And oh, we rejoice and shake, you know, we're going to dance and shout and knock off a few chairs, praising God for it. And we thank God, oh, glory to God, you're going to do it. Jesus, speak, Lord, speak. You know all that. So on time, where that prophet heard from God. Yeah. But see, the key is, though, That's the announcement about what God is going to do, but he didn't tell you the process. He left that out. So verse 2 says, Thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. Now, so after he told him of the blessing, he wanted to bless him, multiply and everything, great thing, possess the land. Now he goes into the point that he's letting them know. Now he said, thou shalt remember all the way. Remember the Lord, which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years. Now, in a sense, he's saying, remember me now. Remember me as I take you, as you go through this journey. All these years you have to go through, remember what I've said to you. Remember who I am to you. For these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee, to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou would keep his commandments or not. Let me read that verse again. And thou shalt remember all the way, as you go through your travels, as you go through your journey, remember, which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years. Now, see, I want you to catch this. He said, I led thee these 40 years. You're not going through this thing by yourself. You're not going through this thing just because God was trying to punish you. He said, I'm going to lead you these 40 years. So even though they were going through this 40 years process, God was leading them through it. See, your situation may not always look favorable the way you would call favor. You may not see the blessings in operation. You may not see all that God want to do. But you got to be resting assured and know that God has got your back, that he is leading you through these 40 years. You think, well, Lord, I mean, you say you're going to bless us. This don't look like no blessing. This don't feel like no blessing. What are you, stepping into a curse? No. See, there's a purpose for the process. Every process has purpose. Remember that. Every process has purpose. And we have to be willing to go through the process to fulfill the purpose. And so as he allowed them, he brought them through this process, through the wilderness, people died off who needed to go because everyone was not fit to go to the promised land. See, you may have started off with a whole crew, but in the end of the story, at the end of the day, it may just be a few of you. Why? Because it was not meant for everybody to go with you where you got to go. Everyone was not cut off for the journey. Other people had a personal agenda in mind. You wonder why you haven't gotten that blessing yet. Certain things that God may allow to be held off because he knew you was trying to hold on. See, sometimes we allow some people in our lives longer than their seasons has allowed for them to be. There are certain places, certain things I saw at the store as they work. They on certain products they have on there, D&I. So I said, D&I. It says, do not inventory. I said, well, Lord, what does that really say? Do not inventory. Sometimes God don't want you to count on other people to be there. Sometimes he don't want you to try to get your own personal list of people who you want to be on the other side with you. I want so-and-so to be there. See, your list may be too heavy for you to be carrying. Everyone who say, Lord, Lord, is not for the Lord. And he knows that certain people in your life, they may seem like a blessing now, but out of their season in your life, there will be a weight and there will be a problem. See, so we got to make sure we keep things in the right perspective. And so sometimes God is going to allow some people who's in your life now to be shifted out because sometimes they bring extra baggage or have extra baggage that you don't need. See, when we go through our processes, go through our times we're going through, and you go through certain situations, God did not intend for everybody to be in your business. God didn't intend for you to share everything with everybody because everybody is not going to be for you. Just everyone don't know where you are. Not everyone can reach you. Not everyone can guide you. And so sometimes when we get in our situation, that's why sometimes our situation get really bad because we get the wrong advice from the wrong people at the wrong time. And so we find ourselves in a situation where it gets worse and we find ourselves going through some different things that looks a lot different from what we're supposed to, sometimes because we allowed the wrong people in at the wrong time of season, and matter of fact, we won't allow them to go. So as God is allowing you to go through this time of wilderness, he's allowing you to be processed going through this time, you got to understand that he's setting you apart. He's proving you. You know, he says first to humble you. Then he goes on to say to humble thee, to prove thee. See, he's trying to prove not only something to you, but he's proving to the devil that you are who God says that you are. Then he says to know what was in your heart. Sometimes we don't know what's in our heart until we tried. Sometimes we don't know what's in our heart until the pressure hit us real good and causes a squeal and makes a noise. Sometimes God has to allow that to happen. And so because of that, sometimes we don't, let's deal with that part there. So the thing that's in our heart, sometimes we don't know that we need to be healed, and we're not. Sometimes we think that we're okay, we went through certain situations before, I made it through, right? I'm okay. But then sometimes then we realize when certain things happen, or matter of fact, let us see that person or let them come around, we see their face, everything in us cringe like we want to jump on them. Everything begin to cringe that like we, you know, we saw a ghost, we saw a monster. Why? Because there's some things in you that need to be dealt with. See, we will find ourselves being so emotionally unbalanced till we find ourselves not being sober. God wants us to be sober in our emotions. You know, and He wants to be balanced in our emotions. He don't want us to be excessively expressive. That you know, for instance, when it comes down to certain type of things, or certain kind of abuse, or certain things, sometimes people find themselves snapping because that thing, whatever happened to them, it reminded them or took them back to that place again. And so we find some people can be excessive even at work, you know, if I was at work or school. You know, we find some people when they're challenged or the right kind of pressure get on them the right way, they snap out, they break out, they go into an anxiety attack. All kinds of things happen because they have these places within them that's not quite healed or not where it need to be. So when the right kind of pressure hit or the right trauma or traumatic situation hit them, it takes them back. So you not only you deal with that moment, you're also dealing with the buildup from the other moments that happened too. And those emotions that never was dealt with, and now you have an explosion on your hand. Now all of a sudden this person just lost every bit of consciousness, it went flat off on you, and now you're trying to say, what in the world did I do? I just say taboo, and just because that word taboo could have been said by the person who abused them years ago, and because they never dealt with that thing, as soon as you say taboo, you paying for what they did, and the other person did, and everybody else did. You get the bill because they're emotionally in a bad place. See, healing from damaged emotions is something that we have to prepare ourselves for. We have to really get within our hearts and realize we cannot go on lying to ourselves to make ourselves think that we're okay. You know, let me go back to Deuteronomy again. So he said, to know what was in your heart, whether that you will keep his commandment or no. See, so the other question is, even after you go through this kind of change or a situation happen, after all is said and done, will you still believe God? Will you still serve God afterwards? Do you love God enough to say, Lord, I know this thing caught me by surprise, and I really don't like this thing I'm dealing with, but Lord, I need help. I need you. I need to surrender to you. I need you to do this thing. Help me, bring me through, bring me out. See, if we can't open our mouth and talk and share where we are with God, how can He even deal with us? Just like in the world, when we go to we rehab center, they have to admit that they have a problem in order for anyone to begin to help you. Because you know why? Because they're not trying to convince you got a problem. Because people will think, I got a problem, this and that. So you trying to convince somebody they got a problem, and you know that's a losing battle. Because if they don't realize they got a problem, they would not get help. And you will be wasting time and getting frustrated with yourself because you're trying to help them and they don't need the help. Why? I mean, they're not receiving help because why? Because they don't think they need help. So God wants us to be in a place where we're healed and whole, and He wants us to do trust Him and with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge Him as He directs our path. Verse 3 says, and He humbled thee, suffer thee and suffer thee to hunger. Sometimes, you know, when God brings us down some pegs to humble us, He also suffer thee to hunger. Sometimes He allow you to go longer, just a while longer, so you can really be hungry for the thing pertaining to Him. Or in other words, He will kind of starve you out a little bit to let you see how bad you really need Him. See, He might not come the first time you call. He may not come the second or third time. He may not come after the first day or two. Amen. You know, he just want to know how bad do you want Him. And sometimes God will do that to us to break us because Sometimes we think we can just ask God one time and that'll be it. But sometimes He's going to allow us to get so desperate that want Him so bad, we're going to do whatever it takes for how long we need to do it in order for God to show up until He shows up. And see, this is the thing that helps us to not cast away our confidence. This is the time and season in our life right now that we need to make sure that we're hungry for God. This is the time that we're going to be challenged in our faith. How bad, how much you really love Him for real? Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. See, do you love Him enough to say no? Do you love Him enough to stand when you're everything and you want to quit? Do you love Him enough to let Him heal you when you don't want to even be healed? See, hallelujah, because you know why? Because a lot of times it's like a sore. Sometimes we walk around with all these bandages on, and it's real tender. But sometimes you got to take that bandage off and let it drain and let it get healed. Or whatever. Matter of fact, pour some alcohol or peroxide or whatever it is. It's going to burn, but the good that comes out of the burn, glory to God, the good that comes out of that burn is going to work wonders for you. Amen. You may have gotten burned sometimes dealing with ministries and people, loved ones, family. You may have gotten some hard slams sometimes. Some things may not have worked the way you expected it to. But if you endure and make sure your heart is right, you clear your heart and your emotions, begin to be honest with the Lord. Like the woman that issued blood, she did. She was honest with the Lord. She told Him what was in her heart. She told Him the reason why she touched Him. See, sometimes we need to go ahead and tell Jesus why we have a problem with who we have a problem with. Sometimes we have to tell Jesus all the reason why we feel the way we feel. Lord, I'm feeling some kind of way. Tell Him about it. Don't just stop there. It just makes me feel some kind of way. Don't God, listen here. God already knows. Believe it or not, He already knows the whole deal. But He tries to see, do you know? Do you understand? And will you fess it up? Will you fess up? Will you own up to the way you feel and what you're going through? So God wants us to be healed, but we have to first be honest. Before any healing can take place, we have to first be honest with ourselves. And God wants you to be honest with yourself tonight. Are there some areas in your life that you affected or infected emotionally to where you're excessively angry, excessively emotional? Excessively, you know, just going through, just over the top. Or you're very low, going through depression. Some people are going through depression right now only, you know, if you just open up to the Lord and tell Him what it is. You know, people see a man who's drunk and don't even realize that man is drunk. He's a drunk for a reason. Most of the time, some things have been done or there's some secrets he's holding on to that's going to wreck his life. You see, and when we begin to talk, you begin to talk to a person like that, you begin to see, wow, they're not just, they're not just homeless for no reason. They're not just under the bridge for no reason. Some people are under the bridge because they don't want to deal with reality. Because the reality of responsibility, they don't want to have, they don't, you know, things have got so overwhelming. Man, you have some people who's rich under the bridge right now. Why? Because things was, you know, was going so good, but then yet it probably was what's the word I'm looking for? Some things were so much weight, because being successful is a responsibility, you know. And so sometimes that responsibility becomes such a weight that some people couldn't bear it any longer. And especially without Jesus, they don't know how to deal with it. So now they're driving them to drinking. They're drinking and driving, and next thing you know, they have an accident. One accident could have changed their whole life, cost them everything. And so that's where some people are. This is why emotionally we need to be healed. We need to be honest with ourselves. Some things are happening that we're not being honest with ourselves about. Why do you feel a certain kind of way? Why do when you certain people come around, you look at them or have a certain kind of feeling towards them? God wants to be so real. There's no time to be fake. There's no time to play the fake until you make it. God is looking for you to be real. And you have to be determined to be real. That no matter what it takes. So, you know, sometimes it takes you having a confession with someone, talking to them, say, look, man, I'm going through this thing. I just need to tell somebody. This is where I am. You know, it may be about someone else. But God needs you to be honest with yourself. And when you be honest with yourself, now God can be honest with you. Well, God's going to be honest with you anyhow, but it'll be easier for God to help you when you're honest. Glory to God. Amen. So we're going to move on. So he said, and he humbled thee, suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna. See, sometimes God had to feed you or take care of you in this la-la land or this place in him that it makes no sense. That word manna means, what is this? There's no name to it. What is this? What's the series? What's the season I'm going through right now? It has no name to it. I don't know. It seems like with everything I work hard to build is going the waste. It's not working. I feel going backwards. I just lost a job. All these different things that happen, and it's just like, what is this? Sometimes God has to allow you to go through those times of what is this so you can understand what it is. Yeah. Sometimes he has to allow you to do that. He has to allow you to go through the land of what is this in order for you to get to what it really is. Those times are speechless because you don't know what to say. That's why you pray. And those times when you don't have words to say to express what you feel, pray. Don't let yourself get into your emotions where you start saying stuff out of your emotions. Because see, if you begin to give into your emotions, that's why he wants to be whole in our emotions. Because if we begin to get into our emotions so much, we start giving into that, we start finding ourselves speaking from our emotions, which is a dangerous place to speak from because your emotions are very unstable. Emotions can be unstable. And if you're not in that place where you need to be yet, your emotions are going to be unstable. It's going to take you on a ride that you need to be on, and you can actually undo some things God is doing in your life. You can begin to speak against, you know, we talk about people putting word curses on us. Sometimes we put our own word curse on us by some things we say and let come out of our mouth. So we find ourselves in a bad place, in a dangerous place, because we're speaking out of season. Sometimes we need to just be quiet while we're in those seasons. Hush. Read the word. If you say something, confess the word. Don't start speaking up on what you feel and how it looks like. Amen. All right, and what you may see with your natural eyes, because what you see with your natural eyes can fool you. You can miss out on God by going by what you see. Okay, glory to God. Fed with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, and that he might make thee know that man do not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord God doth man live. So we have to remember, it's not when we're going through, we're not going to be living on what we're feeling. We're not going to be speaking on how it feels like, how it looks like, how it sounds like. Because that is deceptive. See, God didn't say, he didn't say, speak those things that you see, things that be not as though they were. So sometimes we have to learn to speak some things that we don't see happening and trust God while we're going through. You know, we begin to speak God holds fast his word. So as we hold fast his word, we're going to see God deliver and transform and deliver because we believe him at his word, and his word cannot fail. All right, we go on further. He said, thy raiment wax not old upon thee, neither do thy foot swell over these 40 years. There's some things that even in the midst of you going through your storm, your test, that God is going to supernaturally sustain you. He's going to keep you while you're going through. See, where it may look like it's about to be an end, God will supernaturally sustain you, just like he did with the prophet Elijah and the Shunammite woman with the wheat, amen, and the oil. He told her to make him a cake first. They had just a little bit of meal left in the oil, and he told her, make me a cake first, and then before you make yourself. They honored him, made a cake for him first. And then that oil and that meal never ran out. They always had something to eat while they were in this place of famine. See, God can and wants to sustain you in the midst of your famine, even though you may be in a famine place right now. Everything may be going on around you, but God has a plan to divinely sustain you if you trust him. trust in him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Amen. So we got to hold on to that word. Hold on. This time, that season of going through in that place, you cannot go by what you see or hear. You know, people. Sometimes people can say things, all kind of stuff. You know, it's amazing. Sometimes people can say some things, and we're like, "Well, Lord, see, they can say all kind of stuff. Is nothing happened to them? But the minute I say one word, my whole life changed." That lets you know that God had His hands on you, and you can't afford to speak all kind of ill manner against yourself. God don't want you repeating what you're seeing. It's obviously what you see. He wants you to say or repeat what you believe. And if you say repeat what you believe because according to what you're seeing, that's error. You have to begin to speak and speak and confess and believe those things that God has, that He's saying. Well, you know, you have to get into alignment with God's word and speak what He's saying to do, or speak or do. Amen. That's where you begin to see the miracles of God happen. So in spite of how it feels like, in spite of what your emotions are saying, you follow your spirit. Follow your spirit. If anyone need to call in again, if you have any questions or comments at this time, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get on the hands. Get into the queue box. Amen. All right, so back to Luke chapter 8. We're about to finish it up. So verse 46 says, and Jesus says, Someone touch me, for I perceive that virtue is going out. See, Jesus know that, yes, well, that goes the next verse. He says, and when the, well, just before that, like he told the disciples, Jesus, all these people touching you, you saying who touched you? Come on now. But Jesus know that wasn't just a touch. Someone made a withdrawal. There's a difference between a touch and a withdrawal. When I touch my bank account just by touching it, but when I make a withdrawal, I'm pulling something out. See, she made a withdrawal from his power account, and he knew within him virtue had gone out of him. Yes, even though all these people are touching me, but they're not making withdrawals. My God, thank you, Jesus. All these people are touching me, but they're not making withdrawals. All these situations are trying to touch you, but they're not making withdrawal from you. Amen. So God is going to allow you to be sustained through your testing, your time of touching. All these different things are trying to come at you. And you keep your faith in God, you stay planted and rooted and grounded, and you will find yourself not being withdrawn. These things won't cause you to take from you or wipe you out. But He's going to keep you. Verse 47 says, the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and fell down before him and said unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him. She confessed and said exactly what it is that she was going through, why she needed to touch him, and how she was healed immediately. See, God wants to be honest. And the way to be healed emotionally, or even begin the pathway to be healed emotionally, we have to be honest with ourselves. You went through what you went through, whatever the trauma was, and it hurts you. Matter of fact, you don't trust nobody now. But that's not the way God wants you to live. See, it's a difference when you don't trust people because of lack of relationship, because you don't know them. It's another thing to not trust people just because you don't trust people, because something that have been done to you. I don't trust nobody. Looking at everyone like a criminal. That's not healthy. That's extreme. That's excessive. God don't want us to live like that, and also it's fearful. God don't want you to live in fear. See, God don't want us to be afraid to trust, afraid to love. That's fear. He did not call us that. He didn't call us to live in fear. He gave us love, power, and sound mind. So He's delivering us from that. But we have to cooperate with His deliverance. Verse 48 says, and he saw her, he said to her, daughter, be of good faith, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole, go in peace. He said, daughter, be of good faith, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole. See, because she believed in what she was saying and who she was speaking to, her faith caused her to be healed. It caused her to be set free. It caused her to be delivered. And he said, now, when he saw something, nothing broken, nothing lacking, nothing missing, he said to make you whole, healthy. He said, go in peace. That word peace, shalom, was to get wholeness. Peace restored, not only physically, not only emotionally, but spiritually, financially. Remember, because she spent everything she had, he blessed her to say, you go forth and be restored, plenished, made whole, well. So God wants us to be made whole and well. He wants us to trust him. See, he needs us emotionally to be healthy, whole, complete, to where we're not allowing ourselves to be stressed out and going off on everybody and everything. That's why sometimes it's good just to sit down, shut down for a while, and just let God deal with you. Begin to open your heart. Share what's in your heart to God. Because he's the one that can heal you. And so he did, but the scripture did say, help you bear another brother's burden. Of course, yes, we do. We help each other that way too. Help share it as he has, you know, people in our lives. He's placed some people in our lives to be a help to us. Share with them where you are. Yes, some people, you know, the way you have to do it, you have to test some people. You have to tell them something to see if you get back around. If they can trust the whole water, then you can trust them. But God has placed someone or some people in your life for a reason, to help you, to bring you through. So glory to God. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for each and every one in Jesus' name. Thank you for your emotional healing tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for helping us to admit and face up to our challenges, our tests, our disappointments, Lord God. Some people have been disappointed through life situations sometimes with family or even parents that made promises and never came through. So now they don't believe a word people say when it comes to promises. They believe everyone's going to break their promise to them, Lord. I thank you for helping them to be healed now in Jesus' name. Lord, help them as they admit to that situation, to their problem. Help them to be cleansed. Help them to be set free, to be made whole in Jesus' name. That they will be able to trust again. They will begin to love again. They will know how it is to be cared for again, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for supplying all the need upon your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So, Lord, thank you that you're a deliverer. Thank you for delivering each and every one right now as they open their hearts and confess. Lord, help them to go into that place for you, Lord God, that you can deal with them. That you can deal with them and minister to them right there. They don't have to be fancy. They don't have to be. It's just something plain and simple. Touch them, Lord. They need a touch from you. We need a touch from you, Lord. Help us to be made healthy, whole in Jesus' name. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for bringing them through, each and every one, as pure gold. Thank you, Lord God, that you bring them victorious, and they shall win victoriously in Jesus' name. Thank you for replenishing and building them up in their divine health and wholeness in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, for the manifestation of change now in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you, Lord God, for touching each and every one who's not saved right now, who's listening. Thank you for touching their lives to be saved right now. And those who need to rededicate their lives, Lord, thank you for changing them, helping them to come back to that place of rededication so they can become real. You can become real to them like never before in Jesus' name. So, Lord, thank you, Lord God, for a mighty deliverance that you have served. Thank you for mighty deliverance tonight in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for the breaking forth and breaking through and to change. In the mighty name of Jesus, heal those damaged emotions right now. Heal those emotions, Lord God, that have run wild and rampant. Help them to open up and request, Lord God, to you. Help them to open up their hearts and allow you to have your way in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Restore, rebuild them like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we give you praise, glory, and honor. So in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 If there's anyone right now who needs salvation, would you repeat after me, Lord, forgive me for my sins. I'm a sinner. Forgive me, Lord. I need you. I open up my heart and I allow you to come in. Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. You died for me, and on the third day you rose with all power, and I thank you for saving me right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for building me up. Thank you for putting me on the right path. So, Father, thank you for healing now, Lord God, for bringing into salvation those who need it in this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so those who need to rededicate your life to the Lord, repeat to me, Lord, forgive me for my sins. I've strayed. I've gone my own way, Lord, and I surrendered myself to you. And I desire, Lord God, to be made whole. Thank you for making me whole. As I open my heart, Lord God, touch me. Minister to me. Lord God, have your way in the name of Jesus. As I surrender myself to you, I thank you for making me whole. In the name of Jesus, restore me back to the right place with you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory to God. Sweet amen. We thank God for each and every one tonight. And we thank God that you've been touched by the word of God. And we praise God for the work he's doing. And we encourage you going through this week to be going this week refreshed, replenished, set healed, and set free and delivered. You don't have to carry emotional damage. You don't have to carry the emotional weight of the past. Let it go. Detach yourself from the past and remember past. Don't allow the past
to pass.
So glory to God.
So glory to God.
Yeah, we'll call.
Amen. Yeah, we'll call.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay,
amen.
Go ahead. Amen.
Great caller.
Great caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Okay.
Amen.
Yeah,
one more time.
One more time.
Anyone has a phone on the speaker?
He went out.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, Lord.
All right,
Father.
Lord, Father.
We thank you right now,
thank you right now, for God,
for God.
For your hand,
for your
hand,
each and everyone's time.
We thank you for
almighty
deliverance, Lord God,
that you
have served. We
thank you,
Lord God,
for
moving
to
a new direction. Thank you for helping
us to help
you. Healthy, whole, and
Jesus.
Help them to know God,
to
be
honest
where
they
are, where they want to
go.
So, Father, thank you for your delivering
work
that you do now.
In
the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We give you all the praise,
the glory,
and the
glory.
Heal them with the blood.
In
Jesus'
name
we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Enjoy us again.
Amen.
Sometimes my murders get head so heavy that I can't stop having sleepless nights and lonely days. But I believe if I keep holding on, God is gonna comfort me and keep me strong. Cause it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is. It's way down on the inside.
It's in my heart.
Oh, Lord. God planted His love.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is.
My heart.
Come on, listen. Now, I've been singing for a long, long time. I'm not gonna give up. Said I got a made up mind, yeah. I've been lied on, mistreated by my so-called friends. But if I had another chance, I'd do it all again. It's in my heart. Got it down in my heart.
In my heart.
Oh, yeah.
In my heart.
It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is.
It's in my heart.
Down in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is.
It's
wait a minute, wait a minute,
heart.
Wait a minute.
It's in my heart.
Harvest.
It's in my heart.
Harvest.
I
just want you to know I'm not doing this for shape, form, or fashion. I just want you to know it's down in my heart. The reason I'm here tonight, because it's in my heart. And I want you to know, I want you to know, Mama and Daddy, when I was a little boy, Mama and Daddy raised us up in the church. They didn't send us to Texas, they took us to church. Can I get a witness out there? And if we got to the church house and act like we didn't want to go in, Mama would catch me in the collar and she'd drug. Mama and Daddy drug us to church out. I wish I had a witness out there that has planted it in my heart. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, Lord. It's in my heart. Many times we didn't get paid, y'all. But I kept on singing anyway because I had it in my heart. Can I get a one witness? Can I get a one witness? Deep down in my heart, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, well,
wait a minute, I'm not through yet.
It's in my heart.
Y'all act like y'all don't know what we're doing up here. Come on.
It's in my heart.
Yeah.
It's in my heart.
If you got it.
No, Melvin. You know what? Somebody asked me just the other day. Say,
Harvey,
how can you shake a person's hand and you know they don't like you? I told him the reason I do it is in my heart. I got a phone call. Not too long ago, somebody said,
Harvey,
how can you leave your family?
Look out.
And go sing all the time? I told him, I love my family.
Oh, yeah.
I love my family.
Yes, I do.
I love my family.
Oh, my.
But the reason I'm doing it.
There's a reason I'm doing
it. There's a reason you're doing it. Cause it's in my heart.
Yes.
I got to love my enemies.
Yes, yes.
I got to love my friends.
Yes,
And whenever you see me, I'll be.